in your kitchen, including pasta makers, power mixers, meat grinders, and slicers. Check them out online at BertarelliCutlery.com. From the all-new 590 The Fan KFNS Studios in Kirkwood, I'm Tim Woodburn. Pinion's Playhouse, that's the third and final hour of the large morning show in the afternoon with Frank O'Pinion just around the corner.
Club Fitness has something for everybody. Join by June 13th and get free enrollment, free kids club, free enrollment, free group classes, free enrollment, free tanning and massages, and...
Wait, let me guess. Free enrollment.
Oh, you got it.
Wow, that's freaking awesome.
Plus 24-hour access at over 20 locally owned St. Louis area locations.
Free tanning and free massage. I'll get pumped and pampered.
Join by Wednesday, June 13th and get free enrollment. Some restrictions apply.
There are so many good restaurants, but don't you want great? Spiro's in Chesterfield is better than good, and it's all in the dining experience. Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the menu and portions are designed for a communal dining experience. The restaurant is beautiful and makes you feel like you're sitting right on the Mediterranean. So sample some classic dishes with friends. Go online and check out the Chesterfield menu. The hardest part is trying to figure out what to order, since there are so many great dishes. Spiro's only uses grade A prime New York strips and the best filet mignon that melts in your mouth. Or maybe you fancy fresh fish flown in just for you. Regardless, Spiro's has it. Add in a full-service bar, massive wine list, and their famous salad, and you have a dining experience you can't pass up. Of course that sounds great. They cater any size get-together, or they can host your private party. Check it all out at spiros-restaurants.com.
It's Denise from the Appliance Discounters, and my brother Tony and I want to make it easy for you to shop local. At Appliance Discounters, you'll see a huge selection of appliances on display in kitchen suites. You'll be greeted by a friendly and knowledgeable sales associate. Your appliance selection and service will always be at the very lowest price, and if you have any questions or need service after the sale, you can even speak directly to the owners. So be proud of your purchase and shop local with the Appliance Discounters at any of the six showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
Hello, I'm Russ Patton with Byerly RV. I know I seldom talk about price, but Byerly is completing 70 years in business, and we haven't become the largest independent RV dealer in Missouri by selling at high prices. But still, my son says, talk about price. He and sales manager Pat have been patiently planning a sale to celebrate our 70th anniversary. So from now until July 14th, you can enjoy $1,000 to $5,000 discounts or rebates that will apply to all 2018 motorhomes, travel trailers, and fifth wheels. Byerly offers the highest quality for the lowest price.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
For the rest of your life.
Byerly Trailer.
Rediscover your family. Show them you care
for the rest of your life. You gotta be there.
Byerly, just 15 minutes west of I-270 on I-44 in Eureka.
Well, the people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005. The people have spoken, and Bertarelli Cutlery has listened. Bertarelli Cutlery, 314-664-4005.
Every year, fitness, health, and wellness seems to make big strides to help people in their quest to reach new levels of fitness. Yet, we still have more obese people in the U.S. than any other country. One Nation Nutrition wants to start a revolution of change in health and wellness. No fad diets or false promises. Instead, real help for people to reach their goals. Join the One Nation Nutrition revolution today, because being more fit, healthy, pain-free, energized, and revitalized is possible now. One Nation Nutrition has the most knowledgeable staff and the best products, so you can be sure you're getting what you need to reach your goals, big or small. There is no magic pill, but there is help. The One Nation Nutrition stores in Winsville, O'Fallon, and coming now to St. Peter's will get you on a program that, with some effort, you too can see major results. Bottom line, it's time to join One Nation, and together, let's reach those goals. Come in today and see how.
Oh. Hi, this is Tim Woodburn. My firm, Gateway Investigations, has been helping citizens, law firms, and insurance companies throughout the state for the last 10 years. We investigate everything from cheating spouses to lying employees who are faking injuries. We can help you investigate somebody who's suing you or maybe somebody you want to sue. We can help you find missing relatives or long-lost friends. When you need to know the truth, call Gateway Investigations, 238-1367. That's 238-1367. Visit us online at gatewaypi.net or email me, Tim at gatewaypi.net.
Lester Sports Bar and Grill takes bar food to a whole new level. They offer a full menu of made-from-scratch items and brine their corned beef in-house. Stop in for happy hour from 3 to 6, Monday through Saturday, and enjoy $6 select appetizers, plus discounted pitchers, buckets, drafts, wells, and wine. Visit Lester's on Clayton Road near Highway 40, or view Lester's menu at lestersrestaurant.com. Lester's, a sports bar that serves up great food, or a great restaurant that serves up sports. You'll just have to decide at Lester's.
Pinion's Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
air.
White stuff that accumulates at the corner of your mouth when you're really thirsty.
I don't get that. That's not from being thirsty. It's something else. Well, good afternoon and welcome to, you know, Dan is the greatest. Hey, look.
What did I do?
Stop a minute. When I come in, there's one piece of paper. This show, there's no script, there's no plan. There's one. All Dan is responsible for is answering the phones, put the name on the screen, and give me a piece of paper. And on that piece of paper, look at this, July 13th.
Oh, you put good grief.
He puts the advertisers I have to speak for. Here they are today. Thompson Price, Amini's, John Landoff, First Community, MD Health and Wellness. The top of the page, July 13th.
All right.
Dan Strauss, everybody.
Yeah.
He's the best.
That's the first time I've really screwed the date up.
No, it's not. Start the music again. Welcome to the July.
All right, edit that out. No, hey, Dan, honestly, goodness, he's messed me up now.
Dan, remind Frank, today is Wednesday, July 13th.
Yeah. Start, edit that out. Edit it out.
Radio edit.
Well, good afternoon. Welcome to the June 13th edition. And as Tim said, it is Wednesday the 13th. Edition Opinions Playhouse brought to you by... Nobody was better at that than that guy. You know who that is, Limey?
That is Vincent Price.
Ah, you're right. That is, he's from St. Louis. Yeah. Vincent Price.
You talk about teachers. I had his nephew as a teacher when I was a kid.
You know that, really? Tom Price is Vincent Price's son?
Wow. Yes.
Really?
Get out of here.
No. No, he's not. It's just, I thought it was
but
funny.
But first.
Yeah.
Hey!
We're brought to you by MD Health and Wellness. We'll talk about them. But first, we're going to do this at the control board. After 19 years in Great Britain, and he finally thought, I can't take this anymore. I'm going back to America. And he did. And 10 of those he spent in Birmingham, England. He is the one, the only one, and only Limestone Trevor Limey. Philip, say hello to the audience.
Hello, everybody out there. Please help me in convincing Bill Cleveland to create a Tinder account. He's been single for far too long.
Well, I'm sure he knows about Tinder if he wants to do that, and he would do it.
I know about it.
Speaking of Bill, as you just heard from his voice, he's in the room. He is actually in the studio. He'll be doing his segment in just mere moments. Bill Cleveland, say hi to everybody.
No.
What?
No.
No, you're right.
He goes west.
All right, edit out what I just said.
Edit radio edit.
He's in the studio, and you know I'm glad he's here because you never know. Sometimes he's headed north, or he might be headed west, or he might be southbound, or he might be...
He's bound to death.
But he He's here. Wow. He's raring to go. He's Bill Cleveland. Bill, say hi to everybody.
Hello. What am I supposed to put on my Tinder profile, Trevor? You told me. What did you?
My name's Bill, and I'm here to thrill.
That's Bill. I'm Bill. I'm here to thrill.
That's good. That's good.
It's good.
I like it.
Hello, everyone.
Yeah. What Mr. Happy can't do, my nose can.
Come on.
30 seconds later, the thrill is gone.
All right, what's going on? Sorry.
Yeah, okay. Mr. Happy's only 2 inches, but where do you see my nose? In the glass box, quarantined, away from everybody else, because that's the way everybody wants it. And none other than the heir to the Levi Strauss fortune is Dan Strauss. He's in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's, say hi to your sponsor. Go ahead, say hi to your sponsor.
Oh, hi. I would.
I messed it all up. Go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're thinking about retiring, call Mark and Jason for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello, everybody.
Hi, Dan.
I wrote a little thing, and I know it's not great. How much wood would a wood burn if a wood burn could burn wood? I don't really like it, but I couldn't help it because it's the old woodchuck thing, but it was a stupid way to sort of introduce this next guy, because when you introduce him the right way, people can't believe it. If you introduce him and go, well, he doesn't just have one job as newsman, he has two jobs, they go, well, that's impossible. Somebody'd have to work 80 hours a week to do that. Well, he does what he has to do, because he's not just a newsman. That's right. You may recognize the Rockford Files theme music. Jim Rockford was a private investigator, or as they call them over where Limey used to live, private dicks. That's what they call them. If you ask a guy, hey, what do you do? Oh, I'm a private dick. Here now, here he is, a man who's not only a newsman, but a private dick, Tim Woodburn. Tim, say hi to your sponsor.
Thank you, Frank. My firm, Gateway Welcome. Investigations, conducts all kinds of investigations. In fact, I just conducted an investigation in the last 30 seconds here, and I just found Bill Cleveland's new Tinder account.
Uh-oh.
And in honor of his favorite singer, Jackson Browne, his Tinder name is Tender is the Night.
Oh, that might be better suited for a gay dating account.
Oh, sorry.
I'm on Grindr.
I meant to say Grindr. Email me, tim@gatewaypi.net. Thank you, Frank.
All right. Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also kind, Dan.
And Rat Boy says, tell Bill Cleveland if he sets up a Tinder account and he wants to get the chicks, just put on there that he likes, what is it?
Cheese.
He likes cheese. Yeah. Apparently, according to Rat Boy, chicks dig a guy who appreciates cheese.
He puts it on his nose.
I don't know if it's true or not. And I was finished with the nose jokes, but apparently Tim's not.
Well, and then he lies to him repeatedly over and over again, and the cheese goes.
You know what they say about guys with big noses?
What?
They have big boogers.
You are all the worst friends ever.
Friends?
Co-workers,
give it
maybe.
Up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
I'm an idiot. No, I'm an idiot. Damn it, crap. Wait, no, sorry.
Hold it. No, you know what? Hold on. Stop everything. Stop everything.
He screwed up.
Stop
so
yeah, I did.
Everything.
Yep.
Edit it out.
Radio edit.
Give it up, please, for Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra.
Man, oh man.
Bill Cleveland will be with us in mere moments. I have gained some weight. I'm just going to just tell you I've gained some weight because I am human and normal. And even though MD Health and Wellness did what they do well, I messed up. Because of some stress and because of just some whatever the comfort food thing, I allowed myself to sort of go against everything that they had taught me, and I'm going to fix that. I'm going to fix it real quickly. I'm going to go back in there and go, let's have a refresher course. Get me back on track. And they will. And they will. And I'll be right back where I want to be and where I should be. The other thing they do is the ultimate light therapy. It's a laser. But when you think of laser, don't think of like that solid beam that cuts metal and stuff. Think of this as it's red and it's a warm light. And they apply it to parts of your body where you need some toning up and some tightening up. You may have already lost the weight, but you got that flab, that turkey neck stuff maybe, or a little belly fat. It'll melt that stuff. And then your body just absorbs it and flushes it out, and that's it. It's gone. It's pretty interesting and pleasant, not painful at all. And then, of course, there's bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, where they make up for what Mother Nature has cruelly decided to start taking away from you, and that is testosterone, for example, where you don't produce as much of it as you used to. Women need it and men need it. Low T can apply to men and women. And the bioidentical hormone replacement therapy is in the form of pellets. They will implant pellets just under the skin. It's back in the buttocks area. Nobody sees it. It's not like it's on your forehead. And it's a time-release thing. It gradually, over 4 to 6 months, releases the exact amount of hormones into your system. And it makes a huge difference in the quality of life and has made a difference for thousands of people. You might want to check into it. It's all priorities, folks. What's important to you? Is quality of life important, or is just buying a bunch of junk that's going to get old and worthless more important? I'd say invest some money into your health and your well-being. MD Health and Wellness, they're in Bridgeton. If you want to know more, the website is mdhealthwellness.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita.
He's here. He's ready to take us somewhere. He's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, and for lots of good reasons. Please, if you're in the market for windows, at least let Window World come out and give you an in-home, free, no-obligation estimate. Please do that, and please tell them your AM and the PM. You can find out more at windowworldst.louis.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Bill Clevelin. You know, you do know we're never going to not do that.
I understand.
Oh, before you speak, I said, and I don't even know why I mentioned the rattlesnake roundup, but Larry Connors hands me a note telling me he's done the rattlesnake. He's been to the rattlesnake roundup down in Texas.
He's observed it.
He reported on it as a reporter. Said he covered several of them and was nearly bitten a few times. He has eaten rattlesnake. And he says sometimes at the roundup, they'll put guys in sleeping bags with snakes in the sleeping bag, zip them up, and then see if they can get out of the sleeping bag without getting bitten. Who are the idiots who do that?
What the hell?
I know, Randy.
We talked about worms and tequila, Esther, and you'll love this, Frank, because you're a guy that loves to study advertising and why people do things the way they do it in the marketing world. It actually was initially a marketing ploy by a tequila company.
Uh-huh.
They wanted their tequila to stand out because it was exploding across America, and they wanted that was the way they made their tequila stand out.
You know what? It was risky, though, because it could have turned on them. People go, I'm not drinking tequila with a dead caterpillar worm in it. It could have turned. It could have gone the other way.
The worm turned dead. And the tequila, you're actually onto something there.
Yeah. So, Bill, where are we going?
Well, first of all, I come with greetings from someone that both you and Dan will know. I talked today to Judy Martin.
Yeah, oh, Judy the cutie.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chatted with Judy. She is headed to South Dakota. And
to live?
No, just to visit. She's going on a road trip with her son. I think he's 14 years old, so this will probably be the last
not
time.
Not a big fan of South Dakota, Frank?
Yeah. What?
Not a big fan of South Dakota?
I don't know anything about it.
Huh? Well,
I just didn't want her leaving. I don't want her moving there to live. I don't want to leave in St. Louis.
Yeah. So we were talking a little bit about South Dakota, and she wanted some ideas, and we started talking about Mount Rushmore. And has anyone in the room been to Mount Rushmore?
I have not, but I know there are four faces on it.
Do you know? I'm curious as the British guy. Do you know the four faces on Mount Rushmore?
Washington, Lincoln. I want to say, oh, come on, who is that one who beat the Spanish, who beat back General Santa Anna? Come on.
Clinton.
No, not Clinton. he's on there, I think, and
you nailed that
Jackson?
One.
Way to go, Bridget.
Nice job.
We got married in a fever.
Oh, my gosh, now I'm having a break.
Who
Washington?
Yeah.
Lincoln Roosevelt.
Oh, and it's Roosevelt. Teddy Roosevelt, right? Not
Teddy, you're right, Teddy Roosevelt. And, oh, my gosh, now you've got it in my head.
Washington. I'm going to have to save you and look it up, Bill.
Roosevelt. Lincoln.
Well, now, who's the one that, the president who got rid of the Spanish? In the Mexicans, in the General Santa Ana, like
wouldn't that have been Teddy Roosevelt?
I have never been more embarrassed than I am right now.
That was Trump. People are screaming that.
I know. They're in their cars. They're not going. You stupid moron. Tim's going to get it. He'll pull it right up.
Okay, cool. I'm pretty sure Randy didn't pay the Wi-Fi bill. I'm trying.
I'm pretty sure it was Roosevelt.
I think Teddy Roosevelt's up there.
Yeah.
I think it's Lincoln, Washington, Roosevelt. And
the other guy.
And
you're all
Thomas Jefferson.
Jefferson, Roosevelt.
Oh my gosh.
There you go.
I got three.
Saved a little bit.
Clinton
there.
Didn't make it.
No, we're calling TJ.
Yeah, on the new one. So she was asking a little bit about it, and so I just want to talk a little bit about Mount Rushmore. So first of all, you know, the heads, they're 60 feet high. I'll be honest, it's one of those things that I think is on most people's travel bucket list, but you're there, honest to God, and I don't do anything negative usually when I talk about travel, but when you get in, you look at the heads, and you're back in the car in 5 minutes, most people. I mean, it's awesome that someone did it and put it together, but that's it.
They need a platform for you to take selfies next to one.
Okay.
They need a selfie platform.
You know what that tells me that it's very much like? Is the Grand Canyon. When you go to, have you been to Grand Canyon?
I will disagree, but I will listen.
When you go
to
the Grand Canyon, you get out and you step over and look over the edge and you go, whoa. Then it's over. No, it's over. No,
you need to go visit the Grand Canyon from the closest to Las Vegas because they have a glass platform.
I would not get on. I know about that. I won't step on that. I won't step out on that.
So if people do what you just said, you're absolutely right. But if you hike into the Grand Canyon, you'll never see anything like that.
I hate hiking. I'm not hiking.
But you don't have to hike that much.
Aren't they also
great,
building
views?
A giant Native American on horseback out there?
Crazy horse.
That's
in Custer, South Dakota. Yes. Oh. Which is like 15 minutes away from Mount Rushmore. Yeah, they've been building that since the 70s.
I was 15 minutes from Mount Rushmore, and like an idiot, didn't just take the time to go see it. No, I know. I agree. I wasn't.
It's funny. So Tim mentioned selfie opportunity. There is first of all, okay, you don't have to pay to get into the park to see it. You do have to pay to park, so it's like $10 a car. So load as many people up as you want and go in. You can see it. If you don't want to go in, you don't want to pay. There are several little pull off areas around Mount Rushmore, and so Tim mentioned selfie opportunities. There's one part. So the first part when you're coming up and you're not quite to the parking garage. You can see the side of George Washington's face, and if you position your camera just right, you can look like you're picking his nose. If you just do that. A lot of people do that.
I'm sure they do.
If you've seen it online, a lot of people do that.
What was the point of Mount Rushmore? I don't know that I get the point.
Well, I will tell you, there are a lot of people that live out there that still think that, you know, I mean, it's obviously it was a sacred part of that area, and the Native American people are still not very happy that they screwed up
Mother
Nature. That, exactly.
When was it completed?
That they defaced.
In the. I don't know.
Hang on, Dan said something that Dan thought was funny. What, Dan?
What
was
nothing. It? I didn't say anything.
Okay,
I don't know.
Sorry, I thought I heard you.
No, it wasn't me.
So anyway, I was. Anyway. I did say it. I'm
you
so sorry.
Did. No, the reason I asked that is why? I mean, what was to be gained by carving out, and who chose the four presidents?
That I don't know. What is sort of interesting, have you heard of Stone Mountain?
Yes, I've been to Stone in Georgia.
So the guy who was fired from that job, there was the guy who initially started carving out Stone Mountain, he was fired from that job. He's the guy that went on to do Mount Rushmore.
He showed them.
Yeah, exactly. He did.
How do you like me now?
How do you like
me? You're fired.
The sculptor was Guts.
Trump fired him.
Guts and Borglum. Yeah.
Yes.
It took him 14 years to build it. 27 to 41 it was built.
1941, yeah. Wow. If you go into the museum, it is kind of interesting because there were several different variations of what it was supposed to look like. The heads were supposed to be in some different places. And the original sketches, it was their whole body. It was like an entire body, and they ended up only doing the head. So I don't know. If you're in the area, it's worth stopping.
Oh, it's an iconic part of America.
But I'm telling you right now, just don't be incredibly upset because you're going to get in, you're going to look at the head,
and don't expect to plan a day.
Yes, do not. You are not going to spend a day there.
No. But before I started at this station, John Hadley was the general manager here, and I was helping him
put together some marketing pieces for the new media kit, and he wanted to
marketing
put...
Marketing pieces? I thought he said pizzas, too.
Let me...
That would be sorry, Hadley,
so,
though.
So he had us do one. I had an artist do one of Mount Rushmore, and he wanted to put the faces of four personalities on the Mount Rushmore folder, easy for me to say.
That's kind of clever.
And I said, well, I said, John, which four personalities at the station do you want? He put Tim McKernan on there, and he put Cusimano on there, and he put, this is before your announcement that you were coming here. This is pre-FOP. And the fourth one, he goes, well, who do you think I should put on the fourth one? I go, well, why don't you put yourself on there, John?
Oh, that's a good idea. Put me
on there. Dude, that's a good idea.
There's me up there.
You guys got to put me on there.
Really is Mount Rushmore.
You know what? That's good. No, that now, Bill, line of the day, Mount Mushmore. Hadley's out there right now listening, going,
sorry, I don't think that's very funny. Make it sound like I got a mush mouth or something.
All right, well, that's it for me. If you want some, you can always go, more info, travel stuff, you can always go to BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road, and on 590 The Fan.
All right, thank you, Bill. Bill Cleveland, everybody.
Nice job, Bill.
Yeah, nice job, dude.
All right, Larry Connors does come on at 6, which means right after the news, top of the hour, he'll be here in about half an hour. Here are a couple of things he'll be talking about. President Trump claims that North Korea is no longer a nuclear threat. Do you agree, or is that exaggeration? It's been 2 years since the mass shooting at the Orlando Pulse nightclub. One of the reactions from that is that more gays are buying guns.
Yeah, I'm all for that. Gun sales.
In November, California voters will decide if their state should be split into three different states. Do you think that sounds good? I think it sounds great. I think California is the most screwed up state, the most beautiful yet most screwed up state in the country. Bust it up into three states. I don't think anybody would have a problem with that. You decide which state you really want to live in. Target is removing some Father's Day cards because some shoppers say they're insulting. What shoppers say that? And Target, if you do that, I hope a lot of people don't shop there anymore. We have to stop knuckling under and giving in to a handful of people who want to end things that we are fine with. Who's insulted by Father's Day? People who aren't fathers? Have a kid.
Oh, they're probably just those funny cards.
All right. No. They're insulted at the idea of Father's Day.
It's because, I believe that they are. Target is removing baby daddy Father's Day cards after shoppers are calling them an insult because, it's a father instead of just calling them a baby daddy.
What?
Well, don't
Is it really insulting to anybody?
I think a baby daddy is just a polite word for a sperm donor. Maybe. Whether they should. I'm just going to shut up.
Promise? Mm-hmm. And there's a public university that has a website encouraging parents to let their children engage in sexual play with other children, even watching porn. I think children watch porn. Larry will tell you where that place is. You may want to not send your kids to that university. This is not really Playhouse material, but I want to do this anyway. Tim had the story earlier, had it yesterday, about this woman, Portia, somebody who was getting ready to go to work and drop her kids off at some camp, and the scumbag decides to carjack her and ask her for her keys and her money and kills her in front of her three kids. She's black, the kids are black, the shooter's black. Where is the outrage? Where are the vigils? Where are the protests? Where are the Black Lives Matter people? They're not anywhere. There's no outcry. They don't care. Nobody cares. Not nobody cares. I care. But there's no big outcry from Black Lives Matter because they only care if a black person is killed by a white person. If a black person is killed by another black person, okay. This is a horrible, horrible crime. This guy killed this woman in front of her kids, 3 to 8.
And they caught him, too. He's 18.
He's black.
Yeah.
Tim told me. I said, what race? He said, black. I thought, okay, now I can say what I thought I could probably say. Black on black crime. The organized people, like the Black Lives Matter people, you want to really go after a cause, a bigger cause? Why don't you see if you can put an end to this crap? That's it. Ever watch Botched on the E! Channel?
Yes.
No. Great show. If you folks have never seen it, you get the E! Channel. It's these two plastic surgeons, and their patients are people who've had botched plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot believe what people have had done to themselves that they want undone.
What's the most common one is actual, they've gone to a different country like Costa Rica to get a breast enlargement, and then a hole will actually just start appearing in their flesh.
Like, oh, no, it's unbelievable.
It's,
nose jobs, boob jobs, it's pretty much mostly boob jobs. It seems to me that most episodes are about botched boob jobs. It's called Botched, and it's on the E! Channel.
You'll see a botched butt job every now and
then. Yeah, oh yeah, butt jobs too.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, I got a story. I've been hanging on to this story for weeks.
Speaking of butt jobs.
No, since you mentioned that, listen to this. There is a woman, I've been holding on to this for about a month. There's a woman who's an admitted plastic surgery addict. She has spent thousands of dollars trying to give herself the exact same butt that Kim Kardashian has. She's a former model from Brazil. She's 24. She has spent, get ready, over $470,000 to make her body look like Kim Kardashian.
Can we get her name? I'm going to Google her real quick.
Her name is Jennifer Pamplona. Jennifer Pamplona. She's 24. The latest procedure she had 4 pints of fat injected into her butt against the recommendations of 8 different doctors who turned her away because it was too risky. Here's what she said. I'm willing to die on the operating table if it means looking good.
Do you want to see what her butt looks like now?
Yeah, I do.
All right.
Oh, my goodness, I see it.
Oh, that's good radio.
Can you see it?
Oh, it is good radio.
The one on the right.
Yeah, it's disgusting. She says, I'm willing to die on the table if it means looking good. Wow. 4 pints of fat shot into her buttocks. She says, my doctors have asked me if I'm scared to die from these surgeries. No, I'll die happy and beautiful. I'm crazy for my butt, she said. Started when I was 17. I was always slender, unlike most Brazilians who are known for being curvy. It's the only thing they don't put in the article. She's nuts. She's a nut. Yeah. No, she's a nut. We're afraid to call people what they are.
She's a nuts. Nut.
All right, I got a joke. It's going to take a little time to tell properly, so let's get to it. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now, I'm going to do my best. It's a visual joke. I'm going to do my best to describe what you have to see as I tell the joke. There's a farmer. He's out working on his farm, and a guy pulls up. Nicely dressed, kind of a slick guy. He's a scale salesman. This guy's a pig farmer. And he says, howdy, sir. He said, are you the gentleman that owns this property? Are you the man I should speak to about a wonderful, exciting new product? He goes, well, it's my farm. I'm a pig farmer. Yes, sir, I guess. What are you selling? He says, sir, I sell scales. I sell digital state-of-the-art scales. And I know as a pig farmer how much these little pigs weigh as they're growing up is important in marketing. You need to know exactly the weight of these pigs as you're feeding them and getting them ready for market. He said, well, I don't need no scale. He says, I got my own way of weighing these pigs, and it's damned accurate. As accurate as any of your fancy digital scales. He goes, well, how do you weigh them? He said, I'll show you. And the farmer grabs a little pig. And he said, and he proceeds to put the tail of the pig between his teeth. And he bends over at the waist and bobs up and down like you're bobbing for apples with that pig hanging from his teeth. And he bobs up and down, up and down, up and down. He said, this here pig, little piglet, 4 pounds and 2 ounces. And the salesman says, sir, do you mind if I put him on one of my state-of-the-art digital scales just to see? He goes, knock yourself out. He puts the pig on the scale, 4 pounds, 2 ounces. Exactly. The salesman thinks, well, he got lucky. He says, well, that was a good guess. He said, it weren't no guess. I've been farming. My daddy was a farmer. My granddad's a farmer. This is how we weigh pigs. You put the tail in your teeth, you bend down, you bob up and down, and you get the weight, and you get it accurate. I don't need no scale. He says, well, could you just get another pig? So the farmer says, sure. And he reaches over, grabs a pig, puts the tail in his teeth, bends over at the waist, bobs up and down, up and down, up and down. 6 pounds, 9.5 ounces. He said, go on. Put him on your fancy digital scale. And he does. 9 pounds, 6.5 ounces. Exactly the same way. Now the salesman's thinking, how am I going to sell this guy a scale? I got to think of something fast. So he says, sir, that is fantastic, and that's quite a demonstration, but I assume you have any kids, you have a son. He goes, I do have a son. He'll be taking a farm over for me one day. He says, sir, if you pass away, that fine art of weighing pigs will be lost with you. He goes, no, it won't. My boy knows how to do it. Come over here, Jake. Come here a minute. And the boy comes running out. He's 11 years old. He goes, show man how we weigh pigs here. And his son, Jake, grabs a little pig. Puts his tail between his teeth, bends over at the waist, bobs up and down, and young Jake says, Paul, this here piglet is 3 pounds, 1.75 ounces. Salesman puts it on the scale, 3 pounds, 1.75 ounces. Oh, my goodness. Now the salesman thinks, how am I going to ever sell these people a scale? He's not giving up. He goes, well, sir, that's a fine demonstration from both you and your boy, but God forbid, what if something would happen to you and your boy? Your wife would be left with this pig farm, and she'd have to weigh these pigs. He goes, that ain't no problem. My wife knows how to. I think she knows how we do it. She knows how to do it. He says, Jake, run up there and get your mom. Run up the house and get your mom. So Jake runs over to the house. And he said, you know what, Mr. Slick Salesman? Sometimes you just have to realize that farm people have a way of doing things, and ain't nothing wrong with it. We don't need no fancy, whatever you call that, electronic scale. Jake comes down from the house without his mother. He said, boy, I told you to go get your mom. He said, Dad, she's busy right now. He said, busy? Busy hell? Busy doing what? I know the laundry's done. I know dishes are done, food's cooked. What's she so busy doing? He said, I think she's weighing the feed salesman.
Let's check traffic now with Tory Lyons.
By Discover Student Loan, solid jam westbound Highway 30 Dolores to a crash at Little Brennan. Southbound 270 backs up into Dorset and then Olive to Gravoy. Bumper to bumper westbound 44 Jefferson to Shrewsbury. Eastbound 70 heavy Earth City Expressway to Air Flight and 170 to Lucas and Hunt. And delays eastbound 64. Here you go. Clarkson, Olive, Mason most of the way to Big Bend into Vandeventer and again downtown at 9th Street. Figuring out how to cover college costs? Discover Student Loans, one of the top private student loan lenders in the country. Great rates, zero fees, and students earn a cash reward for good grades. Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
Whether you're looking to refinance, pull out some cash, or maybe you're considering buying a house and need a quick pre-approval, put the Home Loan Expert team to work for you. Apply online and get options 7 days a week at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC.
Who's ready for an all-you-can-eat Father's Day buffet? Prime rib, sugar-cured ham, giant Alaskan king crab legs, jumbo shrimp and baby back ribs, a sushi station, a breakfast station, and a dessert station with baklava and Greek pastries. That's how it's done at Surf and Sirloin. You know the place, located in the southwest quadrant of Manchester and 270. White tablecloth dining on Father's Day with an all-you-can-eat buffet starting at 10:30. Reservations by calling 822-3637 or make them online at surfandsirloin.com.
Hey, it's Denise from the Appliance Discounters here to tell you that our friends at Speed Queen have done it again. They are now offering an impeccable wash and dependability without a transmission. These heavy-duty washers are driven by a full horsepower motor and tested to last up to 25 years in your home. Speed Queen is so confident with their washers that their warranties have been extended to 5 to 7 years, parts and labor. This coverage is worth $400 and it's free. New and improved Speed Queen laundry at the lowest price at any of our 6 showrooms or online at theappliancediscounters.com.
This is Cam Jansen, and I'm telling you, the warm weather is here. You know what that means? You're probably going to have to take your shirt off at some point. Don't be that guy that has that large t-shirt that jumps in the pool with it. Don't be that guy. Sometimes it's tough getting up and forcing yourself to work out, and I'm telling you, if you don't have that drive anymore, you got to go get checked out at LowTUSA.com. They got 2 places. They got a place in Chesterfield and in South County. All you got to do is go in and get your blood work done. Go get your blood work done by board-certified physicians. You'll get results that same day. And I tell you this, you might be suffering from low testosterone. If that's the case, you will feel a huge difference. You'll have that drive again. All you got to do is walk in one of the 2 locations, either South County or Chesterfield. Get your blood work done. It is covered by insurance. This is not a rich man's game. This is for the working man. I am telling you, LowTUSA.com. It's a game changer. And I'll tell you this, it's a relationship changer too.
We're going to Dallas, Texas. And the reason is that's where Mike Evans lives now. He gave up the scenery and the warmth of California for the warmth and humidity of Dallas, Texas. He's brought to you by Annie Gunn's Restaurant. Annie Gunn's is in Chesterfield Valley. A lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley. And east of all of that stuff is Annie Gunn's. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're both closed only on Monday. Right now, today, you know somebody who deserves a gift card from Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse. You do. Somebody has a birthday. Somebody got promoted. Somebody got a job. Or maybe something bad happened. You do it to pick them up. It doesn't have to be a celebratory thing. Somebody lost a job. Give them an Annie Gunn's gift card, a Smokehouse. My goodness, they lost a job. They'd really love that. A little pick-me-up. Annie Gunn's in the Smokehouse. Again, they're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley, and they sponsor this guy. Say hello to Mike Evans, everybody. That was a big one.
That was a good one, too, dog.
That's what she said.
Hey, presidential trivia, here you go. Okay. Today, name the name of the president who we get the saying, okay, from, okay? Okay. Did okay come from George Washington, Millard Fillmore, John Kennedy, or Martin Van Buren? Answer in just a minute. I got a love nugget for you.
It's true.
For months, while married to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah.
There you go.
Justin Thoreau was hooking up with Emma Stone.
Yeah.
And no surprise that has Jennifer fit to be tied. He's going out on that Jennifer all along, homie.
Mm.
All along. Mm. Here's the deal. Camille Cosby is quietly divorcing Bill Cosby. Mm. Well, ask and she will get 90% of Cosby's money. Reason? That way, the women he raped can't get his money when it goes to civil court.
So is this an arranged divorce?
Yep.
Wow. How about that? That's what a scumbag.
Camille will have all the money.
And by the way, she's just as bad as he is.
Yeah, no kidding. Mm-hmm. Doing that.
Big day tomorrow. Flag Day. Daughter's birthday. Natalie. Trump birthday. 3 shocking facts, at least to me. 10,000 people in the United States will turn 65 years old today. 10,000 people every day in the United States turn 65.
Happy birthday.
More doctors retire every year than graduate from medical school. Now, you add those two together, that's not a good combination.
Well, it means you got a lot of older people.
And a lot less doctors.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like I said, not a good combo. Disney is looking to place and build a huge amusement park that would be based on American history. They're looking at property in Washington, D.C. I think that'd be kind of cool. Sports shorts. Just a thought. I thought it was interesting that the greatest baseball players that I ever interviewed, Mickey Mantle, Roberto Clemente, Nolan Ryan, Willie Mays, made about $150,000 a year. Wow. A year during their careers. When the overpaid egomaniac Golden State Warriors won the NBA championships last week, in 90 minutes, they drank and poured $470,000 worth of champagne in and on each other.
Yeah. And nobody ever says anything about that.
I mean, with the people starving, that's just wrong. $470,000 in champagne in a 90-minute celebration because they won the championship.
I never did understand the champagne thing in the locker room. I never got that.
I didn't get it either. The local gas station puts up a different sign every day. The sign today said, I went to the Air and Space Museum, and there was nothing there.
No, I get it. It's all air and space. That's a good one. It's a good one.
Kind of like that one. Now, there's a long explanation for this, so please understand. So, and finally.
Wow, it must be a long explanation.
So, okay. How did we get... Okay. Ooh. We got it from a president. Was it George Washington, Millard Fillmore, John Kennedy, or Martin Van Buren? Okay.
You want our answers now?
Yeah.
And then you're going to explain this to us?
Yes.
All right, Liming?
I think I know the meaning of it, but I have no idea the president, so I'm going to say Van Buren.
I'm going to say Van Buren.
I'll also say Van Buren.
Fillmore.
Well, there's no way it was Kennedy because people were saying that before he was the president. I will also go with Van Buren.
Now, Blyman, what makes you think you know the reason?
I think I stumbled upon it on some documentary or something. It was about the history of America. And OK are actually, I believe, the two first letters that they used for a group that they used to be part of. Not really like a secret society, but like a group of some sort. But I'm not going to mow Mike's lawn anymore, so I'm going to let him do that part.
Okay.
I just want to see if I was right.
The answer is Martin Van Buren.
Okay.
Martin Van Buren was from Old Kinderhook, New York. And because of his long name, Martin Van Buren, he got tabbed with the name Old Kinderhook, and that shortly got cut down to the two letters. Old Kinderhook got shortened to OK, and every time he did something good, headlines would scream, "Great news on OK," and in time, OK just became synonymous with good. And that's as Paul Harvey would say, now you know the rest of the story.
I thought it was Paul Harris.
No, it's Harvey. He's
no, it's Paul Harvey. It was Paul Harris. Yeah.
Well, that's very educational.
Vagina.
No, that
was Paul Harvey.
Why did you say vagina?
Oh, we don't know.
Paul Harvey.
He just likes to blurt that stuff out to make any sense.
Always thinking of something that...
Because it's okay.
Huh?
I knew that there was no way it was John Kennedy.
John Kennedy is...
When I was a child, people said okay. When I was a kid, he was not president yet.
I say that this was the worst impression that I ever heard in my life.
No, you said it was the worst one you do. It's the worst one you do.
All I have to say.
Good.
He's gone.
Wow.
Yeah, he does that, see. If he's not winning, he hangs up. That's what he does. Mike Evans out of Dallas, Texas. Live and direct out of Dallas, Texas. Courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant. I don't know anything about Dallas. I'll guarantee you they don't have a restaurant any better than Annie Gunn's, though. Next door is the Smokehouse Market. They're east of all the other stuff in Chesterfield Valley. Gift cards are always a good idea. They're closed only on Monday. Does anybody remember how the topic of snakes came up in the Texas or the rattlesnake roundup?
Yes.
How did that come up?
We started talking about religious, crazy religious people, and then moved on to the people who shake around the rattlesnakes, and then you got into
charmers.
That's right.
Okay. I think you mentioned the snake people down south.
Yes.
Or something. Does England have like a north and south like? People have an image of the South here. Well, those people down South. Do you have that? Do they have that?
Yeah,
over there?
Yeah, we do. Like up north is Manchester, Liverpool, Newcastle. Down south is like London, Cornwall,
Cardiff, places like that.
Are the southern people there considered to be sort of slower and backward?
No, actually it's reversed in England. Like, if you're from the north, you're kind of slow and stupid.
Just for the record, we got to talking about snakes because you told that nasty tapeworm joke coming out of that guy's butt.
That's right.
I said it was like a tapeworm charmer bringing it out, and then you started on snake charmer.
That's right. You are the cause of
that.
Thank you. You were the person who started. The only reason I asked was I found the story. You know how they go in the houses of people and they find the cats? Some of the old lady has like 80 cats. They went into this house in Wisconsin. The guy, there was more than 160 snakes in this guy's house.
Wow.
I mean, come on. 8 snakes, 10 snakes, 160 snakes. And 250 mice. I guess the mice were to feed the snakes.
Oh.
Who lives like that?
Crazy people.
Well, yeah. Think about it and answer it the next time we're together, which will be tomorrow. Thank you for joining us. Thank a police officer every chance you get. Have a great Wednesday evening, everybody.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Or you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks have asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, Dan. All
right, Dan. Goodbye. All right,
Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is TJ Moe. You're listening to 5-9 of the Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 5-9ofthefan.com St. Louis, the home.